You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's once again time to chat to an executive in South Africa, potentially around the world, but a leading executive nonetheless, to get to know them a little bit better and get to know what it is that they enjoy doing outside of their executive responsibilities. That is why we have our executive lounge, and this week's executive lounge guest is a lady by the name of Tracy Henry. She's currently the new CEO of Standard Bank's Tutua Community Foundation. Previously, and it's only really 13 days ago, she had a different title. She was the CEO of the Tshikululu Social Investments Organization, focusing on social investments as well. So very lovely to have her on the show, and it's always a pleasure to get to know another executive in the country. Tracy, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. How did you get into the work that you do? Because as we go into this conversation, there's a very clear thread that I'm sure we'll discuss around what your passion is and what drives you to continue the work that you do. But how did you get into this?
Well, good evening, Jimmy, and to all of the listeners, and thanks for having me on the show this evening. So I'm a social worker by training. I did my undergrad and then my master's in social work. And I went straight from there into the Chamber of Mines with Center for Human Development. And in that role, I did a lot of work with employees and their dependents and children, providing counseling and support around family issues, around work performance issues, etc. I was so young at that point, but I really enjoyed the work. I enjoyed working with people, and I could see that through the work that I was doing, I could make a difference by using the skills that I have. But I also realized over time that if I wanted to have a greater impact in terms of what I could contribute, I would have to shift the focus a little bit. And at that point, after doing the counseling for 4 years, I joined Anglo-American in what was then called the Anglo-American and De Beers Chairman's Fund. And that was where I really got my first deep grounding in what social investment is, a very deep understanding, albeit at a very young age, of the huge inequalities in the country and the triple burdens of poverty, unemployment, and inequality. And it was through this work and traveling across, you know, every province in the country, meeting with local leaders, with the most incredible leaders of non-governmental organizations, community-based organizations, that my passion for the sector developed. And I realized that just the power that if money, funding, investments from corporates, it was particularly from corporates at that point, could be channeled effectively, could make a difference, a real difference in the lives of people. And so that's how my career started. To be honest, I didn't think that this would be my career. I was in 17 different schools growing up. And so I also got to see lots of different parts of the country. And it was only when I went to varsity that I really understood where my interests lie. And with, you know, the wonderful support that I got from Goldfields back then with the bursary, it just opened doors for me to see the world through a different lens. And working with the most incredible people over the years has really ensured that I remain focused on this career of wanting to support investors, support communities to really achieve their full potential.
Tracy, after nearly three decades, if not more, what would you say is the most rewarding thing about what you do now?
You know, there's many challenges, and it's how we deal with those challenges that is really rewarding. So when we look at where our country is right now, we look at the unemployment rate, particularly amongst youth, we look at primary health care, education issues, and just how complex our world is and the pace of change that is so fast, trying to solve for those problems and working with different partners to effect change is what really inspires me. It gets me really excited. And of course, working, the one thing that really excites me and that I get really energized by is working with the talent in our country. You know, I've had the incredible privilege whilst at Chikalulu and now at Standard Bank as well, to work with some really incredibly passionate, bright young individuals and seeing that energy and people that are really committed to making a difference in the country, not sitting on the fence, not complaining, but saying, let's roll up our sleeves and what are we going to do about that? I find that really energizing.
Tracy, while you were at Chikululu, before you left the organization, you received something quite unique that not many people get to experience in their life, and that was lifetime achiever status. How was that for you? How did that feel?
I'm very deeply grateful for it, and I was surprised, but I deeply appreciate the acknowledgement from my board and my colleagues. I think what's really important about it for me is what it means in a very practical sense, and that a scholarship program has been set up, which I will be able to be part of, to direct in terms of where the funding should go, what discipline. And so, because education is such a critical focus area for me and also obviously for the country, I'm deeply gratified by that acknowledgement from my board, but also that there's a deep meaning attached to it. And how can one use this award to further opportunities for other people? And that's really, for me, it's very exciting.
Tracy, how do you recharge your batteries? How do you get back after a long day, after a long project? How do you get back to being the best version of Tracy when all of the things that you do have taken a bit of energy out of you?
Well, I think there's some days where you just, you know, when it's been a really super crazy day, in many positive ways as well, where you just need to sit and be still. And I think being able to center oneself and just to be quiet and to switch off the phone and everything else that's going on around you is really important. But generally, what I enjoy doing when I get home, I love music, any music. So I'll put the music on, I'll start cooking, and I really, that energizes me, just being able to do simple things in life, you know, whether it's the cooking and listening to the music. I've got two wonderful Yorkies which keep me very busy as well. And my children are at varsity and during the week they come home on the weekends. So this is a special time for me in the evenings just to have that downtime to be able to just unwind, listen to the music, and cook a good meal. But also having people around you that energize and support you. You know, for me personally, that's very important. And I've got, you know, wonderful friends with very diverse interests, and we do lots of things together, whether it's, you know, doing art projects together, whether it's doing you know, going out to see a show or a movie. And it's important that for me as an individual, when I energize, that I can have those quiet moments just to pause and internalize the day and relax, but also to be around people that have very diverse interests that also energize me. I also do, I'm a amateur beekeeper, and you know, watching my bees in my garden in their hive is quite a rewarding experience as well, because they get along and they do the most amazing things every day. And they work as a team, and it's always a reminder of me about the potential of when we work together as individuals as opposed to just doing things on our own. And once a year, I harvest beautiful honey, which I share amongst my friends. And it's the simple things in life that keep me energized and engaged and motivated.
Tracy, what's your favorite thing to cook? You mentioned cooking quite a bit. What's your favorite thing to cook?
I love cooking chicken. my children say to me, like, Mom, enough chicken. But I love chicken. So, I experiment with different ways of cooking chicken, whether it's as a stir fry, whether it's under the grill, and just adding lots of flavors and spices, whatever I can find in my cupboard, or if I've got something that's growing in the garden, I'll add that in. But chicken, is definitely one of my favorites to cook. I also enjoy, but I don't do it that often. It does take a lot of time and patience, is to cook fresh pasta from scratch. So with your flour and your eggs, and it's a very cathartic process actually to add all of these ingredients, to mix it up, and to slowly create this beautiful pasta in different shapes and lengths and sizes, and to cook that and to enjoy that with the family as well.
A cook, a beekeeper, but most importantly, a difference maker, someone who puts all of her effort into making sure that everybody around her can live a little bit better through her experiences. I think we'll leave the conversation there, Tracy. Thanks so much for the time and for sharing so much about your life with us. We wish you all the best in the new role, and we look forward to catching up at another time. We'll leave the conversation there. That's Tracy Henry, who is the new CEO of the Standard Bank Tutuwa Community Foundation, joining us for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.